Dr. Marty there, Howard, has been one of our go-to medics. She also is involved with our Māori pandemic response group, Te Whakakaupapa Urita. And we've heard that a prominent health advocate, Māori, says he has a sense of impending doom as Auckland gets set to open up more. Māori there is with us to reflect on some of that thinking, which was shared through the media by Rauri Jansen. Thanks for joining us today, Māori there. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
Morena. Māori there, we still aren't where we need to be as a people, and it feels as though ours are the most vulnerable. When we look at the statistics, our people are getting COVID more than other ethnicities. What would you say of this move, and do you think it was a health focused decision or a politically focused decision?
So you're right. Increasingly over these last week or so, we're seeing more Māori becoming infected with COVID, and reflecting the fact that they're in workplaces or in communities where COVID is going to get in and infect the rest of the whānau or the household. And we know from previous research that once we do get COVID, we're 50% more likely to be hospitalised with it, so become very unwell with it due to all of those, you know, long-standing historical things like chronic medical conditions and being put up in poor housing and so forth. So it is a concern. We continue to try and highlight that COVID is a major issue for Māori health, and we need to be prioritised in any decision-making. And once again, a decision has gone ahead, and I don't see Māori participating in that decision, which is unacceptable, and as Rauri has already highlighted, frightening for us.
We're talking next week of being able to open, I think, cinemas, gyms, libraries, shops will be open, yet our cases, our active cases right now, Māori eclipse everyone else by a long shot. I think active cases for us, just under 850. The next biggest rōpū, European or other, then Pacifica peoples, Asian, goes down, 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 down. But certainly at the top of the queue is Tangata Whenua. What would you say about the risks here of reopening Tāmaki Makaurau in just a week's time? What would you have preferred to see, Matere?
Definitely would have preferred, and this has been my argument all the time, all along, has been ensuring that there is equity in the vaccination rate. So while there's been a push for 90% across the total population, we need to prioritise those people who are, as you say, are most at risk for COVID and are getting COVID and spreading it amongst whānau because of those other conditions in which they're living. I am worried with things opening up, with our vaccination rate still much lower for Māori as well. So it's not just that we're more likely to have COVID, we're also missing out on evidence-based treatment that can potentially prevent infection and certainly prevent it becoming a serious illness.
Thanks, Māori there. Obviously, we're going to be the brunt. If this starts getting, spreading more widely, and there's every chance it could. So Rauri's call that he feels like a sense of impending doom, is that overstating it or not?
I think certainly I agree with the sense of the seriousness of the situation. But at the same time, I am an pessimistic optimist, and I will say that we can plan for it as much as we can. So we still need to continue the fight with getting our people vaccinated as much as we can. And I think we need to start encouraging our whānau to look at planning for when the COVID does come into your whare or into your community. So getting yourself as well as possible, going to see your doctor and everything now, getting your medicines sorted, getting your whare sorted, the rest of the whānau sorted, keeping our kaumātua and our tamariki, those who are vulnerable to COVID, making sure that they're living in safe spaces, and just that sort of planning needs to happen as well, on top of, doing what we can to out in that public space in terms of physical distancing, wearing your mask, carrying your hand sanitizer with you, and you know, keeping your hands clean, not touching your face or anywhere near your mouth unless your face, your hands are clean. All of these things all need to happen at the same time for us to be in the best position possible.
As always, Mā, today I appreciate your thoughts. Nei rata mihi kia koe, he ne.
Kia ora.